You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yay!
Ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy.
Computers are funny.
Time to get our engineer.
He's not here yet.
Surprise. Hey, listen, we are almost ready to play Boys Against the Girls. The problem is we don't have a dude. We only have Megan representing for the ladies today. So unless we get a guy in the next 35 seconds, the girls will win by default today.
Yeah, come on, dude, step up. We need a dude that knows a lot about girly stuff to call us right now.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Megan's saying, hey, I don't care if I win by default, right?
Right. Nope, don't care.
Don't care.
I'd rather win the right way.
You want to play, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Megan, welcome to the show. What do you do?
Stay at home mom right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of cleaning, lots of chauffeuring. Four.
Yeah, mom on duty. How many kiddos do you have?
Four.
Holy crap.
Which one's your favorite?
I can't say that, but I'll just say I have three boys and one girl.
So the girl's your favorite.
So what she's saying is the girl is her favorite. What's
for dinner tonight?
I'm thinking steak tacos.
Oh, hells yeah. You're about ready to have a fifth kid. I'm coming over. That sounds good. Do you do
Except
anything?
You still have to burp him, though, and that's really...
I'm into it, though.
I'm
really into it, though. It's my fetish. Do you do anything for fun or, like, have a hobby to get away from the kids at any point?
No, not really. I mean, I guess me and my husband will go downtown and stuff every now and then to get away from the kids, but not, like, I guess seasonal. Sometimes we'll play volleyball over at the bowling alley.
At the bowling alley?
Well, must be outside, I'm assuming.
It's an outdoor volleyball course that they have.
Well, that's no fun. Let's bring that
twist
indoors.
Twist an ankle on those gutters. I know that. So
yeah, right? Floors are slippery. All right. Well, that's neat.
Listen, good luck to you. The girls need a point today, so good luck to you. You're going up against this dude, Colin. Hey, Colin, welcome to the show.
Howdy, guys. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good day, my friend. It is a good day. What do you do for a living?
I run a youth baseball organization.
Well,
hey,
how about
batter
that?
Batter up.
Right.
Where do you get your umpires?
We get them from a local company here called Rocky Mountain Officials. They supply them for us our league. We do baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse.
They just got them lined up. They're just waiting, and they just, send them out. It's like a vending machine. They just zoom, zoom, zoom.
You know, for the most part, they give us really, really good coverage.
It's a thankless job, man.
No.
Just umpires, youth baseball games, umpires take so much abuse from the parents in the stands. I don't know how they do it.
I'm right there with you. I feel for those guys. I empathize with them because I've been in their shoes. So.
Oh, man, I would take that face mask off so fast and turn to those parents and just let loose, man. So probably best.
Again, they secretly might like being yelled at, though, too. It could be a fetish thing for them. They're like, yell at me.
I guess.
Well, yeah. There was a little league in New Jersey that actually last year put in a policy that if you get thrown out of a game because you're yelling at an umpire, you actually have to take classes and go umpire three games before you can come back to your own kids' games. That's really good, but we've only had two parents thrown out last year.
One of my kids' last basketball games, we had a guy mouthing off to the, what are they called in basketball, the ref?
The referees.
Yeah. Ref. Yeah. They were mouthing off. Man, that guy flipped around and said, that's enough out of you. And he was pointing at him. He said, one more time and you're out of here. And it shut that guy up. You just got to speak up.
I know, Colin, violence is never the answer. But wouldn't it be funny if every referee and umpire was just like a badass, like Mike Tyson kind of thing.
Like the Rock.
And anytime some dad in the stands mouths off, you just go and just pummel him. I mean, it would stop like really, really soon.
It'd be awesome.
You know?
just goes and drops the people elbow on him.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Just drops him, man.
Little body slam action or something.
Well, the thing with that game is the guy stopped mouthing off, but then another parent started. And I thought for sure we were going to have a fight between parents because then some of our parents yelled at their parents.
Oh, God.
And we started sizing everybody up. I was wondering who I was going to have to fight. You know,
so what little old lady did you pick out, Jeremy?
I took her down, man. Throat punch.
All right, let's play this game. Here's how it works. Now, I'm going to be asking Colin some questions that women probably more likely would know the answer to. Jeremy will ask Megan some questions that dudes probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the point and we'll get the prize. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. The ladies are up first today. Jeremy, it's you and Megan.
Oh, sweet mama Megan. All right. What is the name of the device on your car's exhaust system that reduces the noise that is emitted from said exhaust system? What's that little device called?
Little device. So it's not the muffler.
It's not?
Are you saying it's not or are you saying it is?
I just don't know if that's a device or a... I'm just going to say the muffler.
What's your answer? Okay, muffler.
That muffler's right. You got that.
It's correct, yes.
All right, thank you. Woo. Woo, settle down, Megan. You're getting a little too excited.
Here's my advice for all the contestants. From now on, just tell us what the answer is, not what it is not.
I got to puzzle it out. Puzzle it out, Megan. It's all right.
You got a point. All right, Colin, traditionally, and I don't want any texts on this. Well, not where I live. Traditionally... you wait until this holiday before you plant your vegetable garden. What holiday am I talking about?
This Guess. Holiday to plant Guess. Your vegetable garden. Memorial Day.
No.
Oh, nuts.
Mother's Day.
Mother.
Traditionally, you wait until Mother's Day to plant your veggies.
That's right. Isn't that when you can turn on your sprinklers and stuff, too? I think it's Mother's Day.
The date Seems this year, like by the it. Way, is May 12th. So you got about, 6 weeks, and then you can get your radishes in the ground.
Grow your turnips, Colin. All right, Megan, you still alive?
Yep, I'm alive.
All right. Please tell me, who was the lead actor in the movies Total Recall and Predator?
Oh my gosh, I know this one. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ding!
Another point for Megan.
Good job.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks it feels like you're always watching The Predator. Just kidding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he have that one on a lot?
He does.
Yeah, it's a good one for the kids to watch, too. The kids love it.
Isn't that the one in the jungle with the alien?
Yeah, he like chops people's heads off and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. For him, I would not know that.
Good times.
All right, here we're, Colin, we're already at the point where if you don't get this, the game is over. If you do get it, you'll at least stay alive. Tell me this, who are the famous parents of Archie and Lilibet? Archie and Lilibet, who are the famous parents?
Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Isn't it Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
That is correct.
Whoa. Very, very good. Way to pull that out of your muffler, Colin.
Dang.
That
they
is
went right.
went
right through the catalytic converter.
Hey, look at you. No one parts.
All right, you stayed alive. However, if Megan gets this, the game is over. She's going to win. Megan, if you miss it, Colin will have one more chance to send it to overtime, okay?
All righty.
Here we go.
All right. So on the Simpsons TV show, Bart and Lisa watch a cartoon. So it's like a cartoon within a cartoon. And that cartoon features a cat and a mouse. What's the name of that cartoon?
The Krusty Krab?
No, the Krusty Krab, no. It's called the Itchy and Scratchy Show.
Oh, I knew that. Wow.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I heard cartoon and my mind right away went to the dang clown. Yes, I did know that.
Bummer for you.
She opened the door for you, Colin. The door is open. Are you going to walk through or is it going to slam in your face? If you get this, we're going to overtime. If you miss it, the game is over.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it.
Who is the Japanese organizing consultant famous for hosting the Netflix show called Tidying Up? Who is that?
I have absolutely no idea.
No guess, huh?
Ming Lee. I don't even know.
Well, you know, you took a guess. That's all we can ever ask. That is Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo made an industry out of tidying up.
She's kind of a big
deal. And with that, my friends, the game is
over.
Well, Colin, you know what? You stepped up when we needed a dude to call in. You played. At least it went down to the wire. But you have to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Girls rule.
You're a good man. Have a great day, buddy. Thank you, okay?
You do the same, guys. Thank
you. All right. Thanks, Colin.
Oh, bye. Hey, Megan, you tied it up for the girls this month. Way to go.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad I got to play.
Yeah, well,
I'm being completely honest. I didn't even know any of the girl answers, so kudos to him.
Yeah, that's all right. No big deal.
It happens. Megan, if you will stand by, Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening.